Hello.
Thank you, everyone. We're going to go ahead and move forward with our next presentation. This will be Avacor Health. So get ready.
All right, you guys ready to party? You guys excited? Got your helmets on? Strap in for this one. It's going to be wild. So we've got a lot to cover in a few minutes here, but the long story short is that we are a revenue-generating company that is profitable. Who knew in the microcap space? So we're very proud of coming to where we've been from to where we are today. We're focused on the healthcare space, specifically pharmacy and healthcare technologies that's empowering the way the community pharmacy is becoming a new healthcare access point for primary care, using data and really evidence-based discussions with a patient to identify their chronic and infectious disease risk and move them into a care plan and help the pharmacy generate more dollars, help public healthcare save systems, help them save dollars. But most importantly, and I can tell you this with a straight face, every day we're saving lives because people are walking into the pharmacy who are quite ill and they don't know it. The healthcare systems are letting them down. So we'll walk you through this quickly. Of course, you'll be able to download this presentation afterwards or you'll be able to access it afterwards. There's a lot of slides here, but I'm just going to be using them for mostly for perspective. So currently, well, of course, forward-looking statements. Don't do anything crazy, okay? So year-over-year growth, nearly 100%. First 6 months of this year, 84% growth. Almost 100% growth in profits in 2024 in the first half of the year. So we've been able to control the controllables in a crazy market. As you saw in the keynote presentation this morning, you know, it's like a, what is it, 90% reduction in capital outflow of micro markets. And so, you know, we've done exceptionally well. We focus on the fundamentals and we focus on building a real business. And we think in the long run, that's paying off for investors. Our journey, my time with the company starts in 2019, along with our CFO, Kiki Smith, who's right there. We took over a company that got off to an interesting start and had bought some interesting technologies, but strategically got off on the wrong foot. And we led a turnaround that we're really proud of, from being a company that was practically going to be delisted and was, you know, 1 second to midnight, to today being a thriving, profitable business. So I think as a team, we've proven that we know what we're doing, we can control the controllables, we have the discipline and the foresight and the plan to get the job done. Today, we are growing rapidly. We expect to grow out of Canada, into Britain, into Europe, Australia, and many other countries with this technology platform. And we have lots of exciting conversations going on. Our primary offering to the market is a technology platform called HealthTab. HealthTab was developed here in Vancouver. It's addressing the fact that healthcare needs new tools. The healthcare system is changing rapidly. My background is actually government. And so I spent time both as an advisor to cabinet ministers and an elected person myself. And I've worked very hands-on with the healthcare sector. And I can tell you that we've known for a long time that we need to move away from disease care to healthcare. Of course, you can only do that if you're really focusing on preventative medicine. And in order to achieve that, we have to really think differently about the tools that we're using and where we are using them. What's driving that? Chronic disease. Chronic disease is not only the largest line item of any government's healthcare spending, but it's also the fastest growing line item of spending. It's out of control. You can focus on the weird and wonderful, but it's heart disease, diabetes, liver and kidney disease, acquired diseases. That's what's getting us, and that's what's costing us a ton of money. So over 50% of Canadians have over 20 have one or more chronic disease, and about a third of Canadians are pre-diabetic and diabetic. To meet this need, pharmacy is putting its hand up and saying, we can do more. We've always been overtrained and underutilized. And during the COVID, what did we see? Doctor's offices closed, but the pharmacy was open. And so you could access care reliably from the community pharmacy. So what's gone from a theoretical has become much more practical. Governments are now expanding the scope of practice of pharmacists by right, giving them the right under their license to do more than simply dispense pills. And that's only accelerating. There's changes almost every week in every part of the world around this. Point of care is relevant to what we're talking about. Point of care is, of course, a test that occurs on site, right there with the person. This is a really, really exciting sector. It's growing quite rapidly, largely driven by diabetes. But if you can get information now, it's better than getting information later. right? Speed. You guys are all markets people. They even made a movie about some guys that, you know, wanted to get that fiber optic cable out into the middle of Connecticut or whatever, just to be a fraction of the second ahead. So healthcare is kind of the same thing. The faster you find out about something, the more options you have to deal with it. And patients are also demanding this. Many of you are wearing an iWatch or have an app on your phone, or you're tracking your health or measuring your health in your own way somehow, some way. People don't want the conversation to be, you're fine, trust me, or you're at risk, whatever that means. They want measurable, they want actionable, and they want to know what they're doing, when they're going to do it, and how they're going to do it. So we developed HealthTab. HealthTab is carefully designed around the workflows of the pharmacist and the demands of the patient. But this is schematic, kind of gives you an idea to conceptualize what HealthTab is. It includes hardware and software and some other services built around it. But the idea is that a patient creates an account, they answer a customized health survey, they take a test on site, that information is merged in the cloud and produces within 15 minutes a result that is clean and easy to read, that both the practitioner and the patient can understand, and they walk out the door with an action plan. So right now we're testing up to 23 biomarkers, but the big things that we're focused on is primarily diabetes and heart disease, as well as some infectious disease like strep. But great user interface, super clean and easy to read, gives you pop-ups, gives you some clear understanding as to what's happening with you. And we generate the result through our partnership with Abbott, Abbott being one of the world's largest manufacturers of healthcare devices. We are deploying the Affinion. We can deploy the iStat, but we're predominantly focused right now on the Affinion and the ID Now. The Affinion is doing blood testing. ID Now is virological, so it's like a swab. But we're also getting into a really interesting territory, starting to integrate things like glucose meters and other near-to-patient data-generating devices that are not necessarily in the pharmacy, but the data ends up in our system and can be used by the pharmacist to consult with the patient. So this is really profound. So we're showing that how pharmacy can now leap out of the pharmacy and into people's pockets. And speaking of leaping, we're going to leap across the pond to Britain. So we've, of course, expanded greatly in Canada. We've had a really great run here over the last little while, and we continue to expand in Canada and expect to expand rapidly in Canada still. However, we think that countries like Britain will dwarf the opportunity and what we've done here. Scale, the focus, the investment, and the determination over there is really, really exceptional in what they're doing in pharmacy. So we're really, really excited about what's happening overseas. But we're succeeding because we're first, we're the best, we're the only company really offering an external quality control program over their point of care testing platform. Why this matters is, just so we're clear, is like, let's pretend this device is a point of care testing device, it's in your pharmacy, it just produces a result and there's really no oversight of it. But what we do is we overlay essentially what would be an audit over it through a third party external quality control lab. This is meeting the highest and best standards in point of care testing. We are the only company to offer this, and we're using essentially laboratory grade instruments in a new setting and bringing it into the Internet of Things and then wrapping the best and highest standards to oversight of oversight. This slide here, I won't break your minds with it too much, but what matters is FIP is the world pharmacies, the pharmaceutical industry's leading professional industry association. They just had their conference a couple of weeks ago in Cape Town. Shoppers Drug Mart pharmacists using our platform wrote a paper and demonstrated that 70% of people that are undiagnosed with diabetes and coming through their pharmacies have a family doctor, and that there's 6% of people that are walking around every day with full-blown diabetes and don't know it. So that means the doctor saw that person, knew based on their training and the way that person was presenting that they should be tested, but still let them walk out the door. So that shows to show the gap that we have in care. But the pharmacist can catch it. And that's the point of this paper, which is pretty, pretty profound, where they showed that 43% of the people that are being tested on HealthTab right now in their stores are at risk for diabetes, 13% are pre-diabetic, and 6% are undiagnosed diabetics. Each patient who with diabetes is worth about $15,000 a year to a patient. So from a return on investment point of view, you can see very quickly if you're a pharmacist, I'm leaving a lot of money on the table with a patient. There's patients that come in and pick up their prescription maybe for an antibiotic, and I don't see them again for 3 years. but in reality, they need to come see me every 3 months, and they're actually quite ill with a chronic disease. And so this is costing the healthcare system because that individual eventually ends up in a late-stage disease state. That's what government is now investing in pharmacies to go out and capture these people. So a bit about Avocor Health and sort of our why we got here. We're really focused on something, it's called the hedgehog concept. I don't know if you've read Good to Great, but I'm a big fan of it. It's a Stanford study, 30 years studying companies that excelled in the markets, high-low markets. But they came up with a lot of interesting concepts. I don't like the term hedgehog concept. I always call it the three circles. But the idea is that you have to be the best in the world at what you do. You have to be able to make money at it. And you really, really have to have a passion for it. So that's why we're very focused on pharmacy. We're not distracted by things. And what has got us where we are today is that we are have a very resolute focus. And we have a very clear philosophy as to what and why we're doing it. A lot has gone into developing both our strategy, our plan, the technology, the approach, our business development plans. But what I will tell you is that through all of this, what we have just hoped to achieve is keeping things simple. So we offer a very simple solution for the pharmacy, a very simple and elegant solution for government and funders. But most importantly, patients really come out of this ahead. They're really winning. So we're very proud of that. So lots of opportunities and challenges, of course, when you're in a truly innovative space. We don't control the pace at which legislation happens. However, it is happening very rapidly, so we bet right on that. We continue to control the controllables, and we have put a really strong financial footing under ourselves. Even though we've grown rapidly and spent a lot of money to grow, we are already profitable, and we expect that path to continue. So our priorities for 2024 are continuing to grow collaborations with pharmacy groups, as well as testing revenues out of each individual location, expanding and securing international growth, which I think we're well on the way with what's going on in Britain, advocating for our position. We do communications and, of course, engage with advocating for pharmacy. And we continue to grow our visibility and expand and enhance our team. This picture, by the way, that's what the tests look like after they've been used. I like that picture because it's a bucket of money. So those are about a three-foot box full of tests that have been used. That's a lot of people that learn something about themselves. So over the last couple of years, you know, lots of highs and lows in terms of what's happened, things that we don't control external to us, but we've adapted well, and I think we've dramatically improved, and we're always improving, and we're really, really proud of the direction that we're going. So we think that the key phrase I find myself saying to people when they ask us about our business is that the airplane is being built as it's taken off. It's the industry is changing so rapidly. Policy is changing so rapidly. This is a really exciting sector. But the good thing is it is taking off. It is going in the right direction. And pharmacy business, which is a $1.6 trillion business globally, is going through this really exciting shift as it goes from being simply a dispenser of pills to being a healthcare access point and really a data access point. So this is sort of the Airbnbification or the Uberification of the sector. So lots of investment opportunities in here, not just with us, but there's some really interesting companies doing stuff on the software side to support pharmacies. We've accomplished a great deal, as I've mentioned, and again, happy to follow up on these things, but what we're continuously doing is improving the system, improving our processes. We've expanded dramatically our customer base in Canada and internationally, and we expect to do that more. But we've been, as I said, we've been able to do that at a profitable level. We're currently in around 800 locations in Canada. We're essentially coast to coast with about 900 to 1,000 instruments within that number of stores. Some stores have multiple machines, and we are continuing to push and grow that. To the point here, the thing I just wanted to close and leave with you is that the reason why you invest in Avocor Health and why you're excited about what HealthTab is doing and what Avocor is doing is because there is this massive industry shift that's occurring. And there's going to be a lot of winners and losers in all of that, but I think HealthTab has positioned itself to be the gold standard in what point-of-care testing and health data generation can be in community pharmacy. So we are building upon the successes. We expect Canadian growth to be driven out of Quebec, which is passing legislation which will allow more of this work. We continue to see strong growth out of Ontario and Alberta, which have quite expanded practice. British Columbia is catching up, and we expect to see British Columbia do well as well. But as I pointed out, Britain, this is sort of a matrix. You can see blue dots are the blue ones are good. The blue is the expanded scope of practice, and it's changing rapidly. But with Britain already investing somewhere around 1.4 billion Canadian in community pharmacy and point of care testing and expanding scope of practice there, we're really seeing an order of magnitude success possibility. They've got 6,000 pharmacies doing blood pressure checks right now. Right now, they're going through around 250,000 blood pressure checks a month. So the feasibility study that we're working on with the NHS and Heart UK with is to then follow up with those patients. How do you then identify an individual with high blood pressure, then drill down on them and manage them in community? So really exciting changes. And Saskatchewan has done something exciting as well, which fits well with us, is they have mandated that a external quality control program be required of the pharmacy and a lab license required of the pharmacy. This is a profound change, and really HealthTab is the only solution that meets that standard. So really proud of that benchmark. I'll close with this is that it is working. So you know, we have HealthTab, of course, out on the East Coast as well in Nova Scotia. And they've already seen, since the expanded scope of practice, they've seen a near 10% drop in emergency room visits. For those of you unfamiliar, every time you walk into the emergency room, even if you have nothing done, it triggers about $5,000 in expenses. So you start to do the math as to how many people you can invest in keeping them in a pharmacy in a community and keep them out of an emergency room. The drive for HealthTab becomes very, very clear. And there's a lot of folks that are funding this, like drug makers who are concerned about adverse drug reaction monitoring or therapy adherence or just identifying new patients. So tremendous, tremendous opportunities. Our cap table, fairly healthy. I mean, it's enough for volume, and it's enough that it's not overly dilutive. We're, of course, hugely undervalued from our perspective. But you know, we are currently self-funded. We're currently bootstrapping all of our growth. Not currently raising money, but you know, we are obviously expected to see some growth impacts on us in 2025 that could potentially put us in a position where we'd exceed our ability to bootstrap. And so we've been certainly looking and strategizing as to how we'll be able to meet that. But we are confident that we will, regardless, based on the conversations that we've had, that we will be able to meet the growth demand. So as the late, great Charlie Munger said, the best thing you can do is help another person know more. So that's what we're hoping to do, is help save lives and make a little money while we're doing it. And I think it's a really good balance, and it's what drives us every day to do this. So, of course, you can follow up with my name's Hector. I should be easy to reach. You should be able to find me pretty easily. My email is hector.bremner@avrocorhealth.com, or you can reach me through the website, and always happy to take and answer any questions. Thank you very much. Sure. Any questions? Yep. Thank you.
Hi, I'm from England, so the NHS is very important to us. There's a lot of chemists who are struggling to survive in England and the UK. Are your products and services going to help them?
Absolutely. Also, I will say, yesterday I got my British passport. I'm a dual citizen, so I was like, finally applied for it and I got it. And so I was actually just in London a little while ago, and I'm like, you know what? I never bothered to get my passport, so I did it. And so I am a British subject now. But the thing that always struck me when I was in Europe, because we were in Belgium and we were in Netherlands and we were in England, the pharmacy is so grossly underutilized. You go into a chemist or a pharmacist in Europe or the UK UK is probably better because they're a little closer to what we're used to here in Canada, where there's like a strong retail front of house. But if you go into like the European ones, they're like, It's like this really empty space, and they got like a few things on a shelf. It's like feels like kind of eerie. It's kind of weird. Like it's like there's this huge opportunity to use this footprint and to use these folks better because they have the same challenge. And to the gentleman's question is that the reason why pharmacists are struggling to survive financially is that in politics, it's always fun to kick the generic drug guys around. It's always the first thing on the chopping block. If you want to get seniors votes, you want cheap drugs, and you want to lower the costs of certain healthcare access points. And so what they've done over the last 15 years is lower generic drug costs, change the rules as to the way pharmacists are remunerated. And it's taken in Canada alone about $4 billion in revenue out of the pharmacy sector. So you're losing community pharmacies who are often only the only healthcare access point in a rural community because so they can't get a doctor, right? And all they've got is a pharmacist. So what's going to save healthcare in rural communities and smaller communities is a community pharmacy with an expanded scope of practice and technology like HealthTab. And we know this because it's working now. I'm proud to say that HealthTab is in hundreds of rural pharmacies throughout Alberta and Ontario, and is often the only access point for healthcare for those folks. And it is saving lives, and it is making a huge difference. And the pharmacist is now able to generate significantly new revenues through the various fees and just the core metrics, the KPIs that you would want to see in a pharmacy. You want more people moving their prescriptions to you. You want to identify more chronic disease prescribers. They get billings for dosage adjustments or pharmaceutical opinions. All of this goes to their bottom line. We're seeing right now that 40% of patients that are tested have a late-stage chronic disease that are otherwise undiagnosed. 6% of them, as I mentioned before, are undiagnosed diabetics. Each one of those individuals is worth about $15,000 a year to you. So just imagine if you're a small pharmacist or chemist and you test 100 people and you find just that six with the 15 grand a piece, I mean, you've done very well. But that isn't all there is. There is a total basket for the pharmacist. Retail has been getting hammered, so they need foot traffic. So we're helping drive that. And we're also helping them learn more about their customer, that they're able to now drive a deeper relationship with that patient. Because for those of you who have probably heard this before, is that the best customer is the customer you already have, right? You want to sell something to somebody you're already selling to. And so there are thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars left on the table with every patient interaction in a pharmacy now. You're not maximizing that patient. You're not getting anywhere near what you should be getting out of that patient. So sit them down, do the consultation, test them, get them to sign up to your points program, get them to download your app. Now you're driving this deeper relationship. They're moving their prescription over to your pharmacy. They're adhering to their therapy, right? They're coming more regularly, more often. They're staying on track. And so all of this is fantastic for the pharmacy and for a relatively low fee per month to have the system on site and a per test cost. It's a great ROI for them. And it's only getting better as more sponsor dollars from the drug maker kind of world is coming, and public funding we expect to hit in provinces like Ontario and some others potentially in 2025. And so there's very, very good indications that that's going to occur. And we've seen that occur a little bit in Britain, and we're really bullish on Britain and continental Europe. All right, got 1 minute left. Yes.
What's the competition landscape?
So the competition is easily described as there's the status quo. So the status quo has been having just an instrument or just a freestanding test, which we know that doesn't work. It's been done for years and years and years, and that doesn't work. The other side of competition would be companies that are more technology-focused, and their technologies are sort of technology for technology's sake. There's actually a company out of Britain that's doing something interesting where it's like a lateral flow test. We all learned what a lateral flow test was during COVID. So it's like a litmus test, right? So the piece of paper changes colors, and then you use your phone to take a picture of it, and it interprets the results. Let me tell you right now that that is not clinically viable at all. Okay, so the people that are the correct approach is what we're doing. We're taking established, trusted, approved, well-established instruments that typically live in a small lab or an emergency room or a doctor's office, and we're just putting them in the pharmacy. We connect it to our technology, which then modernizes the interface, makes it far more usable in a retail environment, and adds lab informatics to it, which allows that result to be more meaningful to everyone involved, and then automatically disseminates the information to where it needs to go. So does it need to go into the pharmacy health record? Does it need to go into the government health record? Does it need to go to Cambridge, whose medical school is studying people? Like, where does that information need to go? With the patient's approval, which they provide through our system, it goes to where it needs to go. So I'll close with this, is to say is that only 3% of health data that's generated in the world today is actually used, because it gets stuck somewhere and doesn't really get used. But what HealthTab does, to the extent that it can contribute to a solution, is makes that data easier to get, easier to use. And that is the future of healthcare, and so that's why we think HealthTab has such a bright future. I think I'm out of time. But I can take your question after, but go on. Unless we do have time. We don't have time? We don't have time.
Mike, do we have time?
We're out of time. I'll take your question after, but thank you for your time, everyone. Appreciate it very much.